Good evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. This is Veronica Entwistle talking to you from Costa Rica. Wow. What a beautiful, beautiful place I'm at, Amatierra. I told you about it last week, and I'm still there. I'm still really enjoying it. There's a lot of geckos and iguanas around us tonight, so we'll just see if any of them come to dance with us. I wanted to remind you at the beginning that we're all vibrational beings of light. That's what we are first and foremost, vibrational beings of light. But one of the things that happens through time and space and interaction with one another and with our own life and drama, and actually our lineage, the whole collective, it's like we pick up all kinds of weird energy, all kinds of energy programs that maybe we don't really want to choose, so that you might have, what's his name that I interviewed, Stephen Pollett, and he does all this energy research, and so does the guy who calculates how much this emotion is and how much energy that emotion takes and so on. And they tell you all about how our subconscious programming that comes from maybe thousands of years, who knows, the collective of our species, runs a whole lot of our frequencies, runs a whole lot of our energy. And in my little flyer this week, what I said was I wanted to talk about making a difference. And one of the things that's fascinating, if you and I work on the kind of energies that are stored or programmed into our subconscious, let alone our subconscious, also all of our conscious beings, whether it's in our organs and limbs or just running through our energy fields, if we pay attention to that and learn to recognize what we're radiating, what we're emanating, and learn to clear it, at least to the best of our ability, clear some of it, always a little bit at a time, we can actually make a difference in the collective of the species. It's like the collective energy is like a Hulk, right? And you and I breathe it, live it, roll around in it, become it, and function on an energy level collectively that is way below possibility. And you know this, if you pop, and those of you who are in the healing mode, if you pop your energy fields up, and some of you have really great, deep, intrinsic energies, but what you have on the outside is maybe cluttered by some of the social stuff that's going on. If you learn to recognize what you're putting out there, what your feelings decree, or how your feelings run your energy fields from the inside out, then you can manifest better. You can actually radiate consciously into the world. And as we do, as we pull up some of the heavier weight stuff, the old energy that's clogged in our energy vehicle, as we pull it up and we let it express itself, or I always see it as kind of spiraling through this amazing energetic network in our body made up of chakras, if you use that system. If you pull them up and move them through your body, they start moving on out. Because that is the natural progression for emotions. We've been doing this for years and years, where we say, drop into it, feel it, watch it disperse, right? And then if you do that, you start to manifest like nobody's business. And also, you raise the fields and frequency everywhere you go. Instead of just empathizing what everybody else has got going out there, you can actually set the vibrational tone. And other people can pick up speed because you're titillating them, kitching them with your outrageous energy. So I decided tonight, and I'm sorry that I'm late, but it's kind of hard here. The signals aren't strong. It's kind of hard here to get the phone and the Skype. This is Skype, to work really easily. So I'm running a little bit behind. So I'm going to, we're going to have to evolve in less than an hour. We have to really get moving. What I'd like to do is a different kind of meditation tonight, one in which we play with our chakras. We're allowed to play with them, you know. They're like little spinning reels of color. And color is a very great way to express what energy moves like, feels like, and so on. So red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet, rainbow colors. We're going to go in and do the chakras, but I'm going to get you to do one other thing, possibly two or three. And after we do our meditation with chakras, I'm going to get you to call in and tell me what's going on in your life. And if you're willing to make a difference on the planet, and how do you want to make a difference? And can we help you spin those wheels inside or clear your energy fields so that as you radiate out there from your deeper intention, intentions are energy as well. Our thoughts are energy. Our thoughts are frequencies. Our emotions are frequencies. You know all that. But let's practice by doing a chakra meditation. And take some of the structures. You know how we've been doing the structures every week in our meditation? And the structures are made up of diamond shapes, of triangle or more like pyramid shapes because they're three-dimensional, star shapes, and so on. So I'm going to ask you to color up your chakras with me as we make some sounds. And in each chakra, I want you to place a structure. Maybe it'll be the star tetrahedron, which is like a three-dimensional star of David. Maybe it's easier for you just to put in a three-dimensional diamond shape. Then we're going to spin them in there. The other thing I want you to do whilst we're going through, and you're going to be making sound, really simple sounds, and you're going to be coloring them up. Remember, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet as we go up through your body. But I'm going to get you to place in, for example, we'll start with the red one, which is base animal instincts, your lust for passion. I often see, nobody told me this part, but I often see in clients that it's also kind of a well of creativity on a really deep kind of a cellular level. So we'll see what you think of that. So if you're in there and you're lustily coloring up your red chakra, then let's grab hold in your mind's eye with the hands of your wonderful etheric mind, plop in that red chakra, a beautiful, for example, star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional star of David, and spin it and spin it and spin it and spin it. And see what happens. See if you feel different. It's funny, I could feel that as soon as I said it, but I'm a little bit more practiced than some of you. Some of you are more practiced than I am. So let's see what happens today. Now remember, the chakras also can be used for healing. And why can they be used for healing? I was reading about how my dad, when he was getting close to his transition, he died last year, but I was writing some notes and I saw that my dad was feeling like he was passing at one point and he didn't at that point. And we started to work on his red chakra and there was this huge kind of a cloud blob in it of some sort. And it looked like it was trying to disconnect something in him. You don't have to really know all the details when you work with this kind of thing. Some of it's metaphorical or symbolic. Some of it just looks like lumps and bumps and sludge. And so when I said to him, well, let's take a look at your red chakra. I think he likes to run. My dad's very funny. And he would like to run his index finger around his temple to say that I was a bit cuckoo probably, because that was a little out of his ken, you know. But anyway, he went into the base of his spine. And he found himself being really exhausted there. He felt like there was like a plug being pulled out. You know, and he was talking about maybe dying. He collected his wits, however he did that. And he managed a whole other year and a half or 2 years from that time. But I remember he was startled because this was, as I say, outside of his realm of expertise or exploration. But what happened is he felt... That was a gecko. Can you hear it? He felt the pulling and the kind of the feeling of encroaching exhaustion as he went into it and pulled on it. And we kind of jiggled it around until he, back to healing, we kind of moved it around until it popped free again, whatever this blob was inside. And he didn't feel that exhaustion any longer. You know, who knows what it could have led to. In any case, let's start. And I want you to really be... Oh, I was taught this years ago. This is another thing I haven't heard from anybody else. But I was taught to that if, and my guide said this earlier as well, that if you want to learn about chakras, okay, don't just study out of books. What you want to do is get the sense of your own. And when you go into it on a regular basis, and when you make sound into it, or breath into it, or both, as you do that, you're going to start to familiarize yourself with what goes on. You'll start to experience it, whether you see it, smell it, feel it, sense it. It doesn't really matter. What matters is that you go into your base chakra, or your belly or something. Belly's a good, is everything leftovers in there. In the sense of your intestinal tract, and it's where your neurotransmissions are created, and it's where karma is, and subconscious, and sexuality, and birth, childbirth, and all of that sort of thing. If you're coloring it up bright, clear orange, it's absolutely amazing how you can start feeling pressure, you can feel pushing and pulling, you can see orange or no orange, but just sort of hints of orange, or you may have to work very hard to get any orange, but you might find a push-pull going on in there. I'm saying circle it round and round, spin your chakras to the best of your ability, smooth out or even out things that could be pushing and pulling on you. Once again, just for fun, let's stick a structure in there, one of the structures. Keep it simple. If you know the deep Hindu symbols, go ahead and use those. But I don't really know those. And I'm also trusting that as I perceive and see, I can use the information that comes up. So you can use any symbols that you think of. And I was wanting to use the double tetrahedron, which is a diamond, and the star tetrahedron, which is a three-dimensional Star of David, or also known as the Merkaba. Because as we do our regular structure meditations, these are some of the basic building blocks of reality. These are some of the basic structures that we want to have popping into our mind, just a complete soupçon of whatever it is we're talking about. Okay, did that make sense? Did you follow it? And then I want you guys to phone in with your questions. Yay! All right, let's start off. Take a couple of deep breaths. Deep breaths. And remember that all the colors that we're going to call up should be very, very clear. And where they're murky or muddy, it means that you want to clear them up. So try to keep your colors bright, bright, bright. Right to the core of what that color represents. Don't be surprised if some of them are murky and your job is to spin them and brighten them up and clean up some of the old programs that are still inside. Ready? Okay. We're going to go into the base of your spine, and maybe what we'll use is oh my, there's a lot of noise out here. Okay, what we're going to use is simple sounds like A, okay, the base of your spine. Well, technically it's and as you say you're coloring the base of your spine bright, clear red. Do it again and pay attention to whether you've got lumps and bumps and strange things in there. Maybe it's a toolkit. Maybe it's a garbage dump. I don't know. Take a look. And now in that red chakra. Are you getting brighter in there? Let's do it one more time to make it bright. And then we'll put in our structure, our symbol. Excellent. Now let's put in a structure symbol. You can choose your star tetrahedron, or you can choose your double tetrahedron, which is the diamond shape. Ready? Remember to spin it. One more question of you is to do the red chakra one more time and tell me or pay attention to which parts of your body besides the base of your spine start to buzz.
Here we go.
You want to take a note of that. All right, now we're going to go into the belly, which is the huge, they used to call it the cauldron of wisdom. It's a receptacle. It's a holding place for your subconscious, for karma, for intestinal tract, for all kinds of organs that help you with elimination, the colon and so on. And I always like to think of it as everybody else's influence. So we're standing in the back of our own womb saying, who am I in the middle of all this? And the purpose of life is to give birth to your real self. So put your hand on your belly, and the sound you're going to make is, ooh. And when we make that sound, we're going to sing it, ooh. And as we make that sound, I want to see it circling round and round and round in your belly as if it's kind of like a roto-rooter or a releasing tool, you know, the good old spiral. Ooh, it's orange, remember? Ooh. One more time. Any lumps and bumps in there? And now let's take in there wonderful, let's use a the diamond shape, okay? And we're going to put a diamond in there. If you want, you can put things in the diamond as well, but I'm just sticking it in there for now. Make it gold, or you can change the color. We're putting it in the orange chakra, and you're going to spin and spin, okay? Excellent. Did you get any lumps and bumps? And what parts of your body buzzed while you did that? For me, it was the upper arms in a huge way. Now let's go into the solar plexus. That's yellow like the sun. That's your personal power center. It's bright yellow, and it's going to be, the sound is, oh, up a little higher. And have it go round and round and round in your stomach. Bright yellow. Oh. that's your personal power center, which means that without conflict, without kind of defenses and so on, who you are is the only one in the universe that's you. And you've come in with a real stream of personal power, which could be blocked in that yellow chakra. Of course, all of these subjects are come through all the chakras in many ways, but they each have an emphasis. So I'm saying you could be blocked by defense, by fear, by a lot of empathy, taking on everybody else's stuff. So as you're making the sound, oh, I want you to roto-root that area. Roto-root and roto-root and roto-root. Good. And now let's take in there the star tetrahedron again and spin it and spin it. Are you ready? That's really funny because my legs went dead, and usually that's a sign of hidden abuse, so I'm going like, wow, that must be left over from childhood or something. What happened to your body? Let's do it one more time and spin that star in there. Somebody's got a headache, somebody else's eyes are sore, and somebody else has got something at the small of the back. I can see it. My goodness. Pay attention, because it tells you where, for example, your personal power is blocked, and it's also reporting to certain parts of your body. For me, I would say what came up was my lower legs kind of went numb, and that's usually a sign of old abuse. And as I thought I'd worked out my abuse, but it must be up for another layer. Had things come up for another layer? What about you? Did you have it in your arms, how you reach for things, how your back is, how the small of your back and your vulnerability is? Isn't that interesting? So you want it one more time. Let's do the bright yellow. Oh. That's better. Now let's move up into the chest. And you know it's like, ah. It's your sound of inspiration. Also grief. The lungs hold grief, ancient grief, karmic grief and so on. So you want that sound of inspiration to be bright green and flush through your lungs, flush through your whole entire chest area, because it is also the area of courage, inspiration, flights of fancy, unconditional love. Huge, big-hearted people throw their shoulders back and open their chest. Think of it as bright green, right? And the sound is, ah, ah. Open your chest, bright green. Ah. Think of the number of ways we have disappointment and so on, which is all in and amongst our love experiences. Doing the energy on the chakras is another way to clear up emotional debris or emotional leftovers, old programs we think are ourselves. So the color is bright, clear, green, and let's throw a star tetrahedron. I know we just used the star, but let's use it again because this is a big chakra. And spin. You put your star tetrahedron, your three-dimensional star of David, in your chest. Ah, spin it and spin it. Ah, spin. Ah, good. Give it one more spin. Ah, and where else did you see it? Where else could you feel it in your body? I felt it in my head, in my ears, and my head, the back of my head. So that's something to think about. Usually, if you go and feel it somewhere when you're buzzing, I'm buzzing in my chest. If I feel it in the back of my head, I need to sit with that for a bit and see what that means. Now let's look at the throat chakra. It's a tiny wee gateway to wisdom. It's where you synthesize wisdom out of everywhere you've ever been, everywhere you're going, everything you've experienced in your life. And the sound is, ah, as in everything. Ah. It's blue, remember. Now open your throat like a bowl, not like a tube. Now let's put a little diamond in there, shall we? Or do you want to put a little star in? What's your favorite? You choose. But it's blue, blue, blue. It's a tiny wee gateway to wisdom right down there at the base of the front of your neck, just in and around the thyroid area. And let's do it again. And we're going to spin our little star. What happened when you spun your star? Some of you got a sinus thing. Some got it at the ears. Left ear I got. All right, so now move up into your third eye, and that's deep indigo. And the sound is "ih" for indigo. Well, it's not technically why it's "ih", but anyway. Deep purple, deep indigo. Good job. Now spin in there a little diamond. You can put it right in behind your brow, right into your brain. Good work. Now the top of your head is violet. It's where we bring in God's guides, angels, higher self, higher anything other than the self that you believe in. Top of your head, that beautiful, beautiful crown that opens to receive from the universes. Remember, we have all these downloads going on. And as a frequency being, you can call in using the hands or your mind's eye as a tool to call in high frequency energies from way out there. And you can also call in your guides and angels and anything other than you that you want to work with. And the top of your head is violet. And bring in the sound. Let's do a big star at the top of the head. Well, actually, do a great big lotus at the top of the head. And let's spin it just for fun. And the sound is let's do it again. This time, spin your lotus, okay? It'll be like a great big tam o' shanter. Good. What do you think? So I want you guys to call in now. Oh, one. Let's finish with this. Reach way out into the great central sun with this wonderful mind of yours. Remember, you're vibrational, so you can stretch in ways you never even imagined. Reach way out there and connect, vibrate with the tremendous downloads that are coming from the universes at this time. Have it come down through the top of your head. And vibrate through your body, mind, through your spine, through the base of your spine, and into the core of the earth. And then bounce back up again Okay. And now spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Now come on in and talk to me. What happened with you? Did you find some lumps and bumps in your chakras? Did you find your chakras at all? Did you find when you made a little bit of sound, you could feel it in different parts of your body? Let's talk about it. You can phone in and tell me what's going on in your world. Now, what we were talking about today, and this is Veronica Entwistle. You're listening to Radiance by Design, and I'm talking to you from Costa Rica. I hope the signal is really good. Sometimes it's flaky. But what I wanted to talk to you about tonight was making a difference. And the reason for that is to remind us that when you change your energy, you make a huge difference on the planet. If you change your energy, that is, go in and find out inside of yourself whether you're feeling heavy, whether you're really sad, whether you're angry, and notice that you're actually radiating that out into the world. And when you're, and I used to laugh about this, because if you play with this, it actually works. You can go out and be kind of angry, and everybody gets angry. And if you look at yourself in the mirror and you go, okay, well, I'm going to be happy. So then you start shifting your whole entire attitude, and you feel and act happy. What happens? People respond to you. They smile. They love you. They enjoy you. So it's like you change your attitude, and in a moment, you've changed the world. But I want to remind you that a lot of it is vibrational, that the way we storm into a room, we're actually radiating well in advance. And that's really, really important to know. So, for example, when we're doing this, the sound chakra thing, which I think is kind of a good basic meditation for anybody to do, even if you're driving, you can do that. It's a good way to clear things up, but it's also a really good way to teach us where we personally are holding some kind of deep feeling. And a lot of what I'm reading right now, in the old days, the guides used to say, if you feel your feeling, just like go right into it. And sometimes it was very hard if people had deeply unprocessed, for example, sexual abuse or something like that. It would be maybe hard to launch it. But in essence, if we kept moving it, if we kept going into it and moving it over time, it would shift radically. And that person wouldn't be radiating that intense blob of sexual abuse energy any longer. Sometimes it used to take a lot longer. Before, now here's the interesting thing about empathy and also about the downloads that are coming from the universe. But before the energy started to pick up speed, before these downloads came like acupuncture and they're really catalyzing awakening, well, it's not only the downloads that are catalyzing the awakening, it's like they prod us to awaken. And because some people are actually trying to awaken, that means notice how they're being run by the subconscious, clear that, and allow higher frequency energies to run through them. The more people that do that, the easier it is for more people to do that. So you see, it's a very contagious thing, like all energy is contagious. So if you're really a crotchety potchety and you go out and you attract a lot of other crotchety people, or if we're all watching, oh, I don't know, violence, video games, movies, and all of that kind of stuff. And then we have road rage, and we have mass shootings and so on. It's very, very contagious. And how can you stop the contagion? You stop it by being the one who makes a difference. There's a line that comes up at the end of the Arcturian, what are they called? The Arcturian, anyway, they're channeled books. From the Arcturians, supposedly. And I really like them because they talk a lot about energy and how it works. But they end up with change the energy, change the reality. And you know this. We talked about how if you want to manifest, you want to change your energy so that what's in your subconscious, if you've got, I want to have all the money, I want to have so much money for the freedom to travel and study and eat great food and grow whatever. You want that. And then deep down inside you have, I don't really deserve it. I'm really not important enough to be doing that. I don't deserve to have any money, or I don't deserve to have fresh vegetables or whatever. I mean, there's stuff like that that's rolling around in your subconscious. No matter what your affirmations are on the outside, you know, your updated ones, they're not going to happen. They're not going to happen until you actually roto-root or clear out those things that are logged inside. And now, you may not clear them all out, but if you start to work with, for example, you look around in your life and you can really tell if you're accustomed to being, for example, money stretched, or if you're accustomed to being rejected. You can see it. You'll get rejected all over the place. So read what your life is about. And when you do your chakras, like we just did, where the energy buzzes and is really uncomfortable in various parts of your body, for example, if it's in your arms, you can be assured that you have some subconscious programming about your right to reach and receive. Maybe it's not right. It could be the right to reach and receive. But maybe it's not. But you're the one who's going to figure it out. Go, oh, look at my arms. Can I reach for what I want? Can I grab people to hug them? What is it that I have some kind of stress about, you know? And it's really important, because if you can read your life as a manifestation, even from the subconscious, you can be quite pleased to find some things you don't like, because you can then go inside, call up that feeling, and then what we usually do is command total release. But for a while, I was hearing, don't call up those feelings at all. I mean, it was my guides that told me to do it, and then I worried because other teachers would say, no, don't do that, you can't do that, because what happens is you're manifesting too fast these days, so you don't have time for that. Well, I don't agree with that, and now I'm learning a whole new system, which is how rapidly these emotions, when you call them up, will spiral through your body, and they'll pop on out, and you will know, because you're going to unravel the mystery of who you are without being saddled by huge subconscious loads that came from gosh knows who. Now, who's going to call in? I want you to call in so you can talk to me. How about that? Is that a possibility? Anyway, all right, so I'll look around and I'll say, okay, so what does it mean? Let me see now. I'm going to take a look at some of you and see how you're doing, okay? As you were doing your, see, here's a young lady who's very beautiful. You were doing your chakras. When you got to the upper part of the heart, your neck started to go crazy. You know who I'm talking about? Your neck started to go really goofy. I want to say to you two things. One is partially how you hold your neck. Two, I'll say three things. The neck represents consciousness of self. Who am I right now? And you're in the process of change. But the problem with change is that a lot of us want to hold back at a certain level, not a conscious level. At a subconscious or unconscious level, we want to hold back because we don't know who we're going to become. And then you can say to me, oh, pshaw, I want to change. I want to be the one who's going to be different. But there's a part of your subconscious that's going, are you kidding? I want to be this way. So our neck goes out. Not always the neck, but in this lady's case, I'm saying, young lady, I know you're beautiful and you're smart and you make good money, but you've got some changes coming up and you really do want them. But the greatest change you can do is going in and finding out where your resistances are on the subconscious level and change that. I think you'd appreciate yourself so much, because the throat is where we synthesize. The throat chakra, remember, is where we synthesize our own wisdom. So when you walk into a room, you can say, hi, my name is Doodlehead. And people will tell right away by the way you're talking that your vibration is really wise, or that you have great capacity to vibrate at a high level. How do they know that? Because your throat chakra kind of rings the essence of the wisdom out of your experiences. And when you speak, it radiates out in your words. But then let's go back to the neck. As you go through periods of becoming wiser, your neck is going to be challenged a little bit, isn't it? It's going to be challenged by, you're going to change. You're not this way anymore. It's very interesting. So my friend that I'm talking to, who doesn't even know if I'm talking to her, is going to find quite a release in her neck in just a few minutes. Because if you just get with it and say, oh, look at my neck. I must be shifting my awareness of who I am. I must be cultivating wisdom, or not cultivating wisdom. If you swallow down information, guess what? You just get a sore throat, and you don't cultivate wisdom. You just cultivate a sore throat, right? Or you cultivate a repeated stale pattern. What do you think of that? So this is Veronica Entwistle. I wanted to also talk to you about... there's somebody here. Oh, my goodness, there's an animal of some sort. here we are out in the wilds. Yeah. I forget what I was going to say because I got scared, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that funny? All right, so here we are talking about getting wiser. Oh, why don't you call in and help me out of this, because here I've forgotten what I was going to say because I got frightened by something. Somebody said there were a couple of cats of some sort scrapping last night. Okay, so let's go back into the... I know what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about making a difference, because my Paradigm Shifter show, and you got to catch the podcast, is with a little girl. His name is Vivian Haar. I think I talked about her last week, and I know some of you heard this. She's the one who saw a picture of two children enslaved carrying huge rocks on their back. And she said to her mom, "What's that all about?" And her mom said, "They're child slaves." And so she started to sell lemonade in order to make enough money to free child slaves. So we had her on the show on Tuesday night. And her big thing is we can all make a difference. She's 10 years old. She started collecting money to offset that horrible slavery. She works with 7 different organizations that help with the child slavery solutions. And she made this wonderful lemonade. But then what she did is she got her dad to help her, and they're bottling lemonade and shipping it all over the world. Because as she says, it helps to have turned it into a business so that it can propagate itself. Anyway, what she said is, at 10 years old, everybody can do something. And I love that. Are you making a difference in your world? Is there something that you'd really like to do? And you're sitting there going, well, I don't think I can do that because I heard from so-and-so that that's a goofy idea, or... I don't have any resources, or, you know, we can all do something. So let's go back to a couple of other people who are doing the chakras here. Somebody's got a really... It's funny, I see kind of like a V shape, a holding pattern that goes from... inside of the shoulders, you know, like not quite to the edge of the shoulders, inside a little bit. And then it goes down in a V down through the stomach and down into the belly area. And there's a real holding. And I want to say that your courage level is held way in the back of your chest with all this holding. The kind of courage that you want to use in your life to start something, to really make a difference, is how it looks to me with your chakras is that you've got past life experiences more than anything that have given you at birth you already had a big sense of grief, and then through life you've attracted or magnetized more that matches that. We all thought that was a process of karma, but we're learning these days that we don't have to do it that way anymore. We can get over that and lighten our load. So I'm looking at you going, okay, everybody look at your chest and fill it with green light. And if you see your lungs having dark patches, swing the green light round and round and round in your lungs, round and round and round in your lungs, and swish green light through those lungs. Swish, swish, swish. Green light through those lungs. Because this person that I'm seeing has got a container that holds back your ability to have courage, inspiration, flights of fancy, and unconditional love. It's behind a huge caution. There's a point of it holding back on your stomach chakra, your personal power center, and it points right into your navel area, your subconscious. And I'm going, God, you must have an awful time with digestion a lot of the time, because you're not digesting life with any vim or any vigor, darling. I'm saying to you, my goodness. So what's the solution for that? The solution for that person would be to keep sounding the orange, which is ooh, round and round and round. Then you go up to the yellow and it's oh. Feel it. When you're doing that sound, feel it go round and round in your solar plexus. Oh, that's better. I'm doing it with this person. It's making me yawn, which means removing some, usually I and other intuitives or massage therapists and so on will yawn when we pull up something that's a little weightier and it's resisting, because energy does not want to die. It just wants to go back to where it was snuggling very nicely. Thank you very much. So we go, oh. Now, this is with my subject that I've picked on. And when I made that, oh, it goes all the way around your rib cage, right to the back. That's good. Do it again. And oh. And now up you go again to the chest. And if I were you, and if I weren't sitting right here in a jungly area with people around, I would make it really, really loud. Do some major breath and do oh, E-O. Ooh. Might want to make it really loud. Ooh. Now, and I will close this off by saying that could remind you and everyone else that you're a vibrational being first and foremost. And when you keep getting something like, what, pneumonia, or your bones are really tense and tight, it's how you're holding and how the energy is programmed throughout your body, mind. And I'm telling you, sounding, making sounds like that are going to help you free yourself from clogged energy flows. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, go into my veronicaentwistle.com site and let me know how you're doing. I'm not really sure who's coming on to Paradigm Shifters next week, but the podcast is always up on my site, thanks to Mike. And there's two people. I want to talk to somebody who's a new friend of Bob's, and he does sound healing. And there's another fellow who teaches firewalking.
So we're going to see who I can corral to be my paradigm shifting guest before next week. And thank you for not, I mean, why didn't you call in? What's the matter with you guys? I miss your calls. And this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I'm so excited about Vivian Haar, for example, and she is making a big difference, and she is selling a book, and she is marketing a video or a documentary, and she did make $100,000 with her lemonade stand, and then they advanced it to become a bottling of lemonade company, and it goes all over the world, and she is making a huge difference about child slavery. So tune in to my podcast, which is on veronicaentwistle.com, Stitcher, and iTunes, and thank you so much for listening. I'd love to talk to you. Let me know how you are. Take care, many blessings, and have a lot of fun. Oh, pay attention to where it is in your body as I hum my way out. Good night, everyone. Much love. Thank you for listening.